So in the last shiur for Parshas Nasa, we discussed the Nesiim. We discussed, first of all, the Ramban and the emphasis on Kavo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated every single Nasi on his respective day and the exact Karbonos that he brought, even though those Karbonos were identical to the ones brought by the previous Nasi on the previous day. But that's the kavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us. We have to give to Talmidei Chachamim and to others. Then we spoke about the fact that the Nesiim brought Sheish Agolos, and as the Alkut says, these were Agolos that were designated Lishayu Nosim Alehem Es HaMishkan. They would carry the Mishkan on these Agolos, and this gift, this contribution of the Nesiim was very significant, such that although the Nesiim were not there to participate and to contribute at the time of Asiyas HaMishkan to bring the basic elements that were necessary, the materials, etc., necessary for the building of the Mishkan, that they didn't participate in. And here we had two approaches. We had, number one, the approach that the Nesiim said, you know what, we'll take up the slack. Whatever is lacking, if Bnei Yisrael are deficient, they don't bring the entire materials and all that's necessary for the Malachas HaMishkan, we'll pick up whatever's necessary. And that was a certain laid-back attitude of Atzlus, as Rashi says it in Parshas Vayakel, and therefore it wasn't considered up to par on the part of the Nesiim. And then we had the Alkut Shimoni, that the Nesiim were a little bit put off because Moshe apparently didn't address them when he said, "Kchu mi'itchem truma." The Nesiim said, "Lo haya Moshe odea lomar lanu shenasa mishkan." Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn to us, to the Nesiim, as the leaders of the Shvatim? And as a result, somehow the Nesiim were slighted and they didn't come forward with their nedavos. All this happened in what we called Shlav Aleph, the first stage. And that was what we discussed in the previous shiur. And that's as far as the Maisa of Meleches HaMishkan. But when it came to the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas HaMishkan, after HaKomas HaMishkan, that we see here in Parshas Noso, that the Nesiim came through with flying colors. And they brought karbonos day after day. Each nasi, for each shevet, brought his karbon. They contributed the agolos. We made a big deal about the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis has an amazing yesod, a real breakthrough, in his Pirush in the fourth parak of Avos on the Mishnah of Ben Azai, Ratz, Hevi Ratz, Le Mitzvah Kalash, and Mitzvah Goreus, Mitzvah. And the Sfasemis says, Why is it necessary for Ben Azai to add some sort of motivating factor that mitzvah is goreus mitzvah? You have a mitzvah, you're obligated, you're commanded. That was the mandate from Hashem. That itself should motivate you. Why does Ben Azai insist on adding mitzvah goreus mitzvah? And the Sfas Emes turns everything around. He says, yeah, there are 613 mitzvahs, but each mitzvah contains within it, in a certain conceptual potential form, all the other 612 mitzvahs. So each mitzvah, as a befoal, in its actuality, in its concrete form, is a specific mitzvah. But each mitzvah in its conceptual form, in its abstract form, really represents all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are inherent in each mitzvah. And that's what Ben Azai wanted to add when he said mitzvah goreris mitzvah. That even though Bifrat, with regard to this particular mitzvah, the Pa'ula and the Tzuras HaPa'ula, that's all the befall of the mitzvah, that's one single mitzvah, but in terms of the mitzvah representing all of Taryag, Enochinami, each mitzvah has within it all of Taryag mitzvahs. And we wanted to suggest applying this Sfas Emes, perhaps, to the Yalkut Shimoni that we discussed at great length, that the Nesiim brought forth the Agolos, Shayunosim Aleim Es HaMishkan. The Nesiim came through in the clutch at the end. They brought the Agolos. The Agolos are so critical because they carry the Mishkan. And that, although it seems like a secondary kind of contribution, Sakha called the wagons, it's not part of the Mishkan itself, but nevertheless it carries the Mishkan. It really has within it the entire Mishkan. All of the Mishkan, in a sense, in a potential form at least, inheres in the Agolos. And that's where the Nesiim came forward with their contribution, which was a great one. It's more than makes up for everything that they were lacking, perhaps, in stage one in Shlav Aleph of the Maisa HaMishkan. That's more or less an overview of some of the points we discussed in the previous year for Parshas Noso. At this point, we want to shift from the Nesiim and focus our attention more on the Levim. So we go from Nesiim to Levim, both of which are in Parshas Noso. But before we do so, we'd like to discuss a fantastic insight, again in the Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni, on the Karbonos of the Nesiim. Here we're shifting our emphasis from the Agolos, which were Nosei Asa Mishkan, to the Karbonos. Those Karbonos were an integral part of Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMishkan. And in the Yalkut Shimoni, on the Parsha in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches of Chanukas HaMikdash, that's the Mikdash of Shlomo, Mikdash Rishon, the Pasuk says, Vayizbach Shlomo es Zevach HaShlomim Asher Zovach. And on a straightforward, simple pshat level, no doubt, we take this Pasuk very literally. Shlomo brought the Zvachim as part of Chanukas HaMishkan. And in Mirz Hashem, if we get a chance later, we'll take a look at the Rambam Shita, who establishes a mitzvah l'doros of Chanukas HaMishkan, and he derives it from Parshas Noso. And Shlomo was another kiyum of this mitzvah of Chanukas HaMishkan. But be that as it may, in addition to the straightforward pshat and physical concrete zvachim and shlomim that Shlomo Belach brought, and there's no doubt that ein mikra yotzim de pshuto, the Medrash sees here a symbolism that would link the Chanukas HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech back to the Chanukas HaMishkan in the Midbar, and specifically to the Karbonos that the Nesiim brought. And this is going to upgrade this Medrash, and this perspective on the Karbonos of the Nesiim is going to upgrade the significance of the Karbonos and Nesiim and emphasize their centrality. There's something eternal that spans all of time inherent in the Karbonos of the Nesiim at the time of the Chanukas HaMishkan. And the Yalkut says the following, quoting the Pasuk here in Parshas Noso, Kach mi itam vehoyu la'avod es avodas oel moed. Let's take a look at the context of this pasuk in Parshas Noso, and we're looking here in Perek Zayin, although in our last year we focused on pasuk Gimel. Now we want to take a look at pasuk Hey, and in pasuk Hey, the Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, kach me'itam." When the Nesiim came forward with their gifts and their korbanos, Hashem tells Moshe, "Take it from them." And then it says, "Vahoyu la'avod es avodas oel moed." And there's a certain emphasis here in the word "Vahoyu la'avod es avodas oel moed." Now, literally, this pasuk is referring to part of the pasuk Gimel, meaning part of the contribution of the Nesiim. The Nesiim had a twofold contribution. One was the Agolos, and the second was the Karbonos. This pasuk seems to refer to the Agolos, V'hoyu la'avodas avodas ol moed, that these Agolos would be used for the masa, for the carrying of the Mishkan. And then it says, V'nasato som el ha-levim, ish kifi avodoso, and finally, V'yikach Moshe es ha-agolos. But yet, in the Medrash it says that this word V'hoyu has a much deeper meaning. and it's a password, a code word for eternity. And the Medrash fills in a little bit of a background here in Torah Shebaal Peh, a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not recorded explicitly in the Torah. Hoya Moshe Misyari. Moshe was a little bit concerned about the fragile nature of the gift of the Nesiim. He didn't want to see the Nesiim's gift, as we would say proverbially, go up in smoke. Shema, what was he worried about? Achas min agolos nishbaros. You know, the agolos have a certain lifespan, the natural lifespan, and they may break. And if they break, that doesn't give any sort of eternal nature or status to this great gift of the agolos. Or Moshe was afraid, oh, achas min aparos mesos, when the Nesiim would bring their gifts for karbonos, and those karbonos are animals, maybe the animals would die, par echad bakar, ayel echad, etc., before the hakrop, v'nimtza, karbon shel Nesiim posel. If, for example, a para would injure itself, it would become a balas mum, and certainly if it would die, and then lo and behold, with all that great intention, the Nesiim brought a gift which cannot be materialized, cannot be used. It's totally disqualified. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to calm down Moshe, to edify this gift, or these gifts, the Korbanos of the Nesiim, the Agolos of the Nesiim, for all time. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hoyu la'avodes avodes ol moed, niten lehem havaya. The word v'hoyu, as we said before, is a code word for eternity. Hashem says, I will see to it that these gifts have a havaya to it. Sheyu kayomos li'olam. And where will you see the ongoing existence, the continued existence of these gifts, these korbanos, and where do we find the hakrova? And Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Omar bebeis olavim hakrivon. Beis olavim is a term; it's a name not for the Mishkan, but rather for the Migdash. The Migdash of Shlomo, and later on of Ezra and Nechemiah, is called Beis olavim. Amar Rabbi Levi, Taima de Rab Chama. What brought Rab Chama to this conclusion that the Korbanos and the Nesiim were brought even in the Beis Olamim? Mehacha, from this pasuk, and the pasuk which we saw in Melachim is in a sense mirrored by a pasuk in Divrei Yomim Beis, in Perek Zayim. There it says, "Vayisbach Hamelch Shlomo es Zevach HaBokar." And what is this Zevach HaBokar that's emphasized here in Divrei Hayomim? Amar Rabbi Meir, Ad Achshav Hen Kayomos. It's unbelievable. What a miracle. Again, I don't know if you take this literally or there's a conceptual understanding of the Medrash. But the Medrash seems to say that from the time of the Mishkan in the Midbar until all the way till Shlomo HaMelech and the building of the Beis Olamim, these animals were alive. V'lo Humamu, they weren't Balas Mum. V'lo Iskinu, they didn't get too old. V'lo Trifu, and they didn't become Trefus. How long can an animal live? But perhaps there's an idea here that's very central about the nature of the and centrality of the Karbanos of the Nesiim that has a meaning for us. Hare Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. Let's derive a Kal V'Chomer. Ma HaGolos. Look at these Agolos. Why did Hashem guarantee that these Agolos, these wagons, would be eternal? And the answer is, Shayu Nidbakos B'Meleches Ol Moed. Because they would carry the entire Mishkan, including the Ol Moed, the Holy of Holies, is therefore Nitein Lehem Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed, Shiu Kayomos La'ad. And what's the message here? What inheres in these Agolos and the eternal nature of these Agolos? Yisrael, Shem Dveikim B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah has kama v'kama. If a connection to the Mishkan, which is only a physical object where the Hashras HaShekhinah will be found, but imagine a direct dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's even greater than the Agolos. Shenemar v'yatem advekim Hashem alkeichem chayim kulchem hayom. And the chayim kulchem hayom means eternal life. So the message here in the Agolos, insofar as they represent Dveikus, because they carry the Mishkan, is that we, Klal Yisrael, as a nation, have an eternity. Chayim Kulchem Ayom means we have an eternal life and existence because we have the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A beautiful, beautiful medrash on the gifts of the Nesiyim. Now, before we shift, as we said, to the Leviyim, let's introduce the piece about the Leviyim that I want to study with you in depth, you know, as we read Rabbeinu Yerucham and his Das Chachma Musa, one of the great giants of Musa. But first, as an introduction, let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. This was a mitzvah incumbent upon the Kohanim, and it's codified in Parshas Tzav and Sefer Yikra, Lovash HaKohen Midevad Veherim Es HaDeshen. The Kohanim are commanded to take the ashes off the Mizbeach and put them outside. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, Vehine HaMitzvah Rishona Shehizkir LeTzavoso Heina. He velavash hakohen midovad ve'erev es hadesh and tziva lilbosh bigdei kahuna asher yispoyer. There's something very, very odd, so to speak, something that should catch our attention about the nature of this mitzvah. It's placed first, and the Torah commands the kohen to wear the bigdei vad. These are the bigdei kahuna, which are called litiferes, the glorious, majestic begotten that the Kohen wears, and for what purpose? Asher yispar b'hem yorim es hadeshen, just go out and take the ashes and put them in the right place outside. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a great message here. Laharos shemalas adam agadol asher b'nechshav hi b'asoso avodosel olakov. Man sometimes glorifies himself and boasts about his greatness. He wears the majestic robes and he thinks, wow, I'm great. But what is the true source or origin, the very, very essence or root of a person's godless, of godless Adam? It's the fact that he is chosen as an Eved of Hashem, that he could serve Hashem. It doesn't matter what the nature of that avodah is. It could be from the highest down to the lowest. It could be the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kohen Gadol entering into the Holy of Holies. And it could be the Kohen who's being Meirim Es HaDeshen, in a sense throwing out the rubbish, the leftover ashes. Is afilu v'derech bezuya b'yene abrios. Even if this malacha, this activity, looks very humiliating, it's a really low class kind of thing in the eyes of the spectators, but that's a wrong, and that's a perverted perspective. Zuhi Roman Musa, on the contrary, the fact that he's doing his avoda, he's fulfilling his responsibility, that's his greatness. And Rabbeinu Yonah applies this logic and this yisod to our parasha of the Leviim. V'chein matzinu shebnei Gershom b'nei Merari nosalem loseis masos bagolos achra asher evdilon v'nosam lavodosam lavodosam. There's an esius here. The parish is called Noso, and Noso means to uplift. And the uplifting of b'nei Gershom b'nei Merari, these are two major tributaries or branches of Shevet Levi, and they were uplifted. They were given a tremendous status as the Bnei Levi, and yet the Torah says that they will carry the Mishkan on the Agolos. We spoke already previously about the eternal nature of the Agolos that carry the Mishkan, the concept of Dveikus in the Mishkan and the Shekhinah. And here we see that the actual carrying of the Mishkan with the Agolos, that process, that avoda, is something that is nose. It's a malacha that uplifts the status of a person because it's avoda. So we have the Kohen wearing the big day kahuna to Ferris to be Meirim Es HaDeshen, and we have the Bnei Gershom and Bnei Mori who are carrying the masos through the agolos, and all these look like malachos bezuyos, and yet this is what glorifies man. This is the gedul of man. The true gedul of man is that he is an Oved Hashem. He fulfills his responsibility and his task. And we've mentioned on many occasions that in the Sefer HaChassidim, a story is told about one of the Rishonim, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yochar, Shoyim Mechaved Bizkeno Bizkano Lifnei Aron HaKodesh, that when he was cleaning the synagogue in front of the Aron HaKodesh, he used his beard. And this was, even for someone as great as Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yochar, nevertheless, this wasn't too low. He was doing an avodah, and he felt motivated to do so, and he wasn't omed, he wasn't careful about, this is below my dignity. No, this is my dignity. This is my avodah. And this, my friends, is a very central yisod, and I think it's a wonderful introduction to the parasha of the Levim here in Noso, that each person has to find his way of contributing. He has to try to figure out, like through a kind of a prophecy, what Hashem placed on his shoulders, what responsibility and unique contribution he could make. And it might not always be the fanciest of fanciest. You know, it might not always be, you know, the intellectual ivory tower, the professor at university, the lecturer in yeshiva, the Baal Magid Shir, the Rashiva. It might sometimes mean, let's call it administrative work. But that's what keeps the yeshiva going. That's what keeps the Beis Knesset going. And that is a tremendous avodah. Not chas v'shalom to be omeid on one's covet and say, well, this is below my dignity. But to do with the dedication as an oved Hashem that uplifts a person. And that's the true source of gedula, of greatness for a person. And having said that, let's take a look at the Das Chochma u'Musar of the great Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, one of the great giants, the Mashgichim of the previous generation. And we've mentioned him many, many times. He was the Rashiva in the Mir back in Europe. And he speaks about the concept of Minui. Minui means when a person is appointed, an individual or a group, is singularly appointed for a particular task. And that halach of Minui is derived here in Sefer Bamidbar from a pasuk here in Perek Dalet. Let's take a look at the beginning of Parshas Noso, where it says at the end of pasuk Lamed Beis, the pasuk says Uveshemos Tifkidu Esklei Mishmeres Masor. And what is this? What is the message, perhaps inherent in this concept of minui, ubeshemos tifkidu? And the Ramban says vitam, and the meaning of ubeshemos tifkidu, sheyafkid biad kol ish. There is a designation and a responsibility placed in the hands of each member of the shevet, b'mispar shemos legulgalosam. And each person has a name, that's Shemos Tifkidu, and he will carry a particular Kli Mishmeres. Yomar, what does this mean, says the Ramban? Ish Ploni Yisom in Akroshim Kach B'Mispar. This person is in charge of carrying the beams of the Mishkan and so an X number of beams, specified number, Ploni, Min Abrichim, and the other person will carry the cross beams and so forth. Lo sheyitzav lebnei Merari b'cholam. It wasn't given as a general kind of command to the Bnei Merari, the entire branch of Levi called Bnei Merari, b'cholam in a general sense. But no, it's going to be b'shemos tifkidu. Was b'shemos that each individual person will have his designated cutout job for him. Yisu kol akroshim v'adonim. It doesn't say that b'cholam b'nei Merari will carry the kroshim, the adonim, the amudim, and the brichim. The hiskir zet chilu b'nei Merari b'avur kovid masom ula yekel kol echad v'masov v'yatil chaveru. And it begins here in this presentation, says the Ramban, with Bnei Merari, because they have the heaviest beams and weight, you know, weighty kind of kelim that they have to carry. Maybe they'll be tempted, you know, each person say, well, it's a little bit heavy for me, let me get my friend to do it for me. But no, it's b'shemus tifkidu. You are commanded in this particular mitzvah. It may be challenging, but you have to somehow gird your strength in doing it. V'chein adin, she'ein ben Levi Rashoi lasos melechas chaver v'lo l'sayavo. And now the Das Chochum of Musar embellishes this Ramban. I'm sorry, my mistake. The Ramban embellishes his words by telling us that this is a very severe requirement, a halacha, there's an iser involved, that a ben levi is not allowed to do that which was designated, a task that was designated for his friend. V'lo l'sayo ba. He's not allowed to help him with his malacha, that's his malacha, let him do his malacha. Kvosha Omru Bi'erchin Daf Yudalef Amid Bezu Kfar Bikesh Rabbi Yudu Bar Chinu L'Sayes Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgud Ba'agofas T'losos. There was a case there where one of the Tanoim wanted to help another Tana in the work of Hagofas D'losos, meaning plastering down the doors, closing the doors. Omer lo, and he said to him, Chazor L'Acharecha. No, you can't do that. You can't get involved in helping me. Sach Kol, he wanted to help him. Shekfar Tam Mischayev Misa. If you do so, you will be Mischayev Misa. Why? Shanim and Ashorim. My job is to close the doors, the Shorim. I'm in charge of the gates. V'atom and Ashorim. You belong to that section of Shevet Levi, that group, that are the singers. You will sing during that Krovas on Mishkan. Adkan Lashon. That's the end of the quote from the Ramban. Says Rav Yerucham, the avoda zu shezochal avim is chus gedol shezochal ismanos. This whole concept of minui b'shemos tifkidu, that each levi was singled out for a particular job, that itself is a great chus to be separated and held responsible for a particular task. That's a great chus. That's something that a person merits and really uplifts the person. Kmo chen, hismanu zusha levim uschus vis alush zocha levim mitoch bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk says, back in Parshas Bamidbar, hazar hakarev yumos. In other words, the din of zar is not only a levi vis-a-vis a kohen or another shevi vis-a-vis levi, but rather, even within Shevet Levi itself, there's halach of Zarus. In other words, once a particular branch of Shevet Levi, a group, was designated for one particular avoda, anyone outside of that group becomes a Zar legabi that avoda, and therefore, if a Meshoer would take on the position of a Meshoer or vice versa, there'd be a Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim. That's a severe Avera. I don't have to tell you that. She's Chus Avoda Hirak Biad. Halavim, meaning those particular vim were designated and singled after that avoda. They got that schus of that avoda. Heim heinam bali aschus, and if somebody usurps their rights, then he is really a zar, and he gets a capital punishment for that. V'zeh gam bein halavim. It's even amongst the levim themselves. Ki neschalka avoda. The avoda was divvied up amongst the levim. Shekol Levi hoyelo hismanus v'tafkid miyuchad. Every Levi, as we saw in the Ramban b'shemus tifkidu, God received his particular minui and his job, his task that was unique to him, and he wasn't allowed to do someone else's task. V'sarvuso v'lechas chaveru avon pliuli v'gezel the chomer ad kidei chiyuv misa. How severe is usurping the task of someone else? It's not just stealing, it's so severe that it's a chiv misa. We don't usually find a chiv misa for gezel. Shekemosha ha minyan hu's chus shezochlo kol echev echev miyisrob b'fnei atzvul yis nimne v'nikar. He says, just like every Jew has this chus to be counted in the census, in the of Chumash Pekudim meaning the counting, the census of Bnei Yisrael, and that's schus for each Jew. He himself, each Jew individually, is counted, and that's a schus. You can't take that away from him. It's his inalienable right. Kmo chen, and so too, in a parallel sense, Bismanus Halavim, lo hutlo havoda al klal halavim. The avoda was not incumbent and placed on the shoulders of the Levim as a general klal. El kol echad vechad Levi zocher shetilo hismanas miucheres. Each Levi was zocher to his own minut. And here at this point, Rabbi Yerucham wants to take this abstract concept and in Parshas Noso and apply it lamaisa in our context to have a message that we can take with us. He calls it Tzir Chai, like a live, living example of this, of a Meshor Sheshir B'Misa, of someone who's designated as a Meshor and he became a Meshayer, and if he's Chai Misa, Yuchal Lahasig Elu Shezoch L'Shamis Admur Zat Sal. The Rabbi Yerucham was a Talmud of the Alter from Kelm, and he says if you go back to the city of Kelm, you know, before Hitler, Yimach Shmo, destroyed the city, the Jewish population therein, then you get a picture, a vision of what this is all about. When Chazal tell us that it's a capital crime to steal, to usurp the for a Meshorer, to usurp the avoda, the task of a Meshaer, of a Shoer. And how so? He says, back in Kelm, I can describe to you the minug on Chag HaSukkos. They used to sell all types of jobs and tasks. They would sell gabos and shamoshus for the entire year to come, annually, on Chag HaSukkos. And even shamoshus was subdivided into many different branches. There was a shamash hatfilos. He was in charge of making sure that everything was taken care of for the tfilos, meaning the sidurim and the sifrei Torah and the arko. You know, all the parts of the Beis HaKnesses were in good shape. Everything was prepared and necessary for the tfilos. Then there was a shamash lenakos as Beis HaKnesses. There was a person who was in charge of cleaning, making sure that the cleanliness of the synagogue. Shamash lasokas hatanurim, there was another person in charge of the heat. I guess today we would say in charge of the air conditioning as well. V'chein lo tzasa avit, there was someone who actually purchased the rights to take out the rubbish. V'kol echad v'echad shezocha v'chelko liachas mismanio se'elu, and every person who was zocha, he was lucky, fortunate to get his chelik in one of these different minuyim, in these different designations and tasks. And not everyone was amongst those who actually were appointed. Anyone who was amongst those who appointed, his happiness, he says, for example, you can't even begin to imagine how much chashivus and admiration the Bnei Yeshiva had for that person who was Meshamish Tfilos, who was in charge of organizing the Tfilos. V'chol echad v'echad b'avodaso ha'yechaviva olav. And each person received his particular task, his responsibility, but chavivus with tremendous love. It was a great opportunity for him, and he cherished the idea. Kol kach to such an extent that shlo ol al dashu ish lasos b'avodas shachavero. It never even crossed the mind of anyone that he would have the chutzpah to usurp, to take away from his friend some sort of avoda. If somebody would do such a thing, you know, it's your responsibility, Shimon, to clean the floors, and I would come along and clean the floors. In such a case, I would certainly consider myself a sinner. I would have to come to you in every Yom Kippur and request mechila from you because I took away your task. I cross the borderline here, or the red line. And then he tells us, Rabbi Yerucham, that the Ovid, afal pisha im hoya nishpach al kol gdosav, if let's say, for example, the rubbish pail was overflowing, so it's very urgent that we throw it out, but chosos lo hey is ish, no one had the chutzpah lo tzio mi b'shus ha-mamuna. He would first have to go over to the person who's in charge of Hashlochas ha'ovid, and ask him if you know. In this particular case, can you allow me to be your boy koach to represent you and do this avoda? And Rabbi Yerucham adds that these tasks were not easy. Avodas hashamoshus lohoisa kala. And when the altar of Kelim would come into the Beis HaKnesses, umotzi l'fom avak kala l'chalon, he would find that there was dust on the window. It seems like it was a big deal. You would have to immediately call over the shamash to clean off the window. Such were the demands, the standards of cleanliness in the shul in Kelm. And Misha Chai Besviva Zu, if someone experienced that atmosphere, that there were literally giants, great scholars in the yeshiva, and they were in charge of cleaning the floors. And if you saw such a thing, Yachol Kabel Musa, you would get just a little bit of a concept. Ma'a Gofas Dlosol Shiva Beis HaMikdash. How significant it would be to close the doors, plaster up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. The gates should be closed at the end of the day in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, if a Meshorer, a Levi, who is in charge of a different operation, his responsibility was singing the songs, Sheshir, and he took over the gate locking, is his Chayav Misa. You can only really appreciate that if you've experienced Kelam back in the day, 100 and who knows how many years ago. And he goes on to tell us, why did, of all the parashas of the whole year round, why was it that the Altar of Kelm would choose Parashas Noach to discuss this concept of Shamashas, of taking on a responsibility, and what a schus it is, and what a gedula it is to take that job on? Why Noach? Because the Torah testifies about Noach, Tamim, Tzadik Tamim, that he's a great Tzadik. And yet, amongst the jobs, the responsibilities that were placed upon the frail shoulders of Noach, Asoa, Kashrok, Lashamesh, Amunil, Parnes, Bali Chayim, Betevoso, he, Noach, was singled out to be the Shamash. He was the person in Mamuna, he was in charge, the supervisor to oversee that the animals in the teva were fed properly. Tiyin Hismanus Eina Rochla, and that Hismanus, that designation for that responsibility has no, its significance is endless. We can't even imagine it. So if we were to summarize what we learned here today, and as a hashlom of what we started the other day in Parshas Naso, we're learning a lot about Kavod Adam, the fact that each one of the Siyam is singled out and designated, and the Torah describes in great detail his particular karban and all its details. We learned about not only Kavod Adam, but responsibilities that a person accepts upon himself after he's chosen and singled out for that responsibility, which is called Hismanus or Minui. And we saw that the Torah goes out of its way to say B'Shemos Tifkidu, as the Ramban embellishes it, that each individual member of Levi by name was called upon for a particular task, and no one was allowed to steal that task away from him. That a person should feel an appreciation for a task, even if it would seem to be lower than his standard. But the Gedolei Yisrael were involved, for example, the Kohanim and Trumas HaDeshen. Or we found in the case of Bnei Gershon, Bnei Merari, that they were in charge of Nesias Masos Bagolos. And this is not considered, any of these are considered Balachos Bzuyos, because this is the Gedula of a person, the greatness of man. We had Talmidei Chachamim in Kelm, who, despite their great scholarship, were just, how should I say, loving it when they got the responsibility, the minui of Nikui Aritzvah. Or when you talk about the Sugyan Erechin, that one Tana was in charge of Hagofas Dlosos, which seemed to be a menial kind of task, to plaster up, to clock up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and another Tana wanted to take it away from him, and he was Chayav Misa for such a thing. We begin to appreciate that man is called upon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make his contribution, to carry his weight, to fulfill his unique responsibility, and that's great. That's the gdul of man. Let's not judge the malach and its significance by standards of the onlookers of society, all sorts of social hierarchies and attitudes and mores. We have to analyze it by the hismanus, by the avoda, by the gdula of serving Hashem. And perhaps what we have to learn from the Nesiim is that they were left out of the first phase of Melechas HaMishkan, and here they didn't contribute. But they didn't want to let the let the game, say, ball game over and lose sight of the goal line here, and they wanted to participate in this magnificent and glorious day of Chanukah Samishkan. And therefore what they did was they brought a very precious gift of the Agolos that would be Nosim Es HaMishkan, Nosim Aleim Es HaMishkan. And as we said in the name of Sfasem, sometimes one mitzvah has within it, inherent in it, is all the mitzvahs, the balance of the Taryag. That's mitzvah goreris mitzvah, meaning one mitzvah has within it the other mitzvah. And we should be Zochem Yirtzeh Hashem to Mekayim all these great mitzvahs. The Ramban explains that the reason why the Torah teaches us about each one of the individual karbanos of the Nesiim is because although the karbanos were identical, the Ramban says each one of the Nesiim brought his karbon with a special kavana. Yeah. He says, "Kol echad Nesiim chashav tam b'fnei atzma." Now, in essence, each karbon, although on the outside externally it looked identical, was different, and therefore hishva hakasuv. Hishva osam akosu lefari kol echad biatzmo. The Ramban says that the Torah went out of its way to detail each individual carbon, even though it looks identical to the carbon before it and the one after it. The achrechen at the end of Parshas Noso kolam ke'echad. The Torah combines all of them together. And the Ramban says, leficha yitochen shehi mitzvah ledoros, that from this parsha of the Nesiim bringing their karbonos at the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach, we could derive a mitzvah ledoros in Taryag. Sheichanchu li'olam beis hamigdash v'amizbeach. That any time there's a Chanukah beis hamigdash or mizbeach, they have to go through an entire ceremony of hakrovas karbonos, and that's we find the time of Shlomo Melech. He says, "Ayn Barambam Hilchus Maisa Karbonis Perik Beis Halacha Tezvav Shekosav Kishem Shekriva Nesiim BeChanukah Samizbeach." He says, just like the Nesiim brought their Karbonos at the time of Chanukah Samizbeach, he says, this is something that has to be taken LaOsid Lavo for all generations. And he writes, "Kain Karbonis Shekriva Vimei Ezra." He says the same thing applies at the time of Ezra when they built the second bayis. He says, "Dvar manogim ledoros hem divrei Torah shetika mipi Moshe Rabbeinu v'ein lahosef aleihem v'ein legroa." And in the Sefer HaMitzvos he writes, "V'nirim hadvarim od she'af she'amishkan b'akamasu beis hamikdash b'banuso tzrichim chanukah liolam." That the mitzvah of Chanukah Samizbeach is a mitzvah ledoros. We learn it from the Mishkan, but it applies to every Beis HaMikdash. Unidovas HaNesiim, the Nesiim themselves may have decided to bring those particular Karbonos, Al Daitam, that was their own initiative, but the Chanukah itself is a Chova for all generations. And he has a whole discussion here in this Sefer about Chanukah's Beis Chashmonoi. Did they do a Chanukah or did they not do a Chanukah? Okay, Michael, you wanted to ask me a question.
I just wanted to understand.